Welcome to Trapping the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we visit with Elizabeth Buckles, who manages the local connection inside Bluegrass Stockyard.
It's an educational butcher shop. So not only do we help local farmers consign their products and do, you know, custom butchering for people, we also kind of work as a that middleman to connect, farmers finding butcher shops right now. A lot of our larger ones are completely just booked out. So we not only work as a retail facility to sell their products, we also help them find processing facilities, help them with deliveries, and find them customers, you know, for whole half beefs and all that kind of good stuff to keep that local revenue flowing through.
So what are some of the things people can find in the local connection?
Yeah, so we offer an assortment of grass-fed and grain-fed beef. We also have pork products, pasture-raised, chicken, duck. We've got lamb, goat. We also are trying to venture into some local fish products. We offer a full-service deli from Monday through Saturday. We are a one-stop Kentucky Proud shop as well for, canned goods. Everything is produced here in Kentucky. We offer a variety of other, knickknacks and products that are made in Kentucky that might not be a food-related item, but just something to give you a little sense of what Kentucky can offer.
How has your business changed since COVID hit back in March?
So since COVID hit, the first week we processed 1,300 pounds of ground beef, we had a lot of customer flow come through for the convenience of us actually being able to offer the products. Mm-hmm. Business has slowed down, obviously. A lot of people are worried about going out. A lot of people are worried about the mask requirements. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very uneasy time for a lot of folks. So because of that, we actually offered a free delivery service. So we go as far south as Nicholasville, as far north as the north side of Millersburg. So and then just kind of all the surrounding areas. So it's completely free service. We do it all week long, just to kind of give our local communities an option in the convenience of still being able to support our local farmers without having to subject themselves to the virus or, you know, public facilities and that kind of stuff. So
speaking of the farmers, what I like in your shop is you have stories of the farmers. You tell the stories of the farmers who the products come from.
Yeah, we actually, every farmer that we have come through here, I sit down with them and do a full interview. I get pictures of their families, how their product is raised, what goes into it, and I print up a little poster and I put it next to their product so that consumers can, really understand where their products are coming from. They have that one-on-one and see with their own eyes the hard work that goes into it. That's a big thing. I don't just sell meat, I sell a story, and I want our consumers to understand exactly where their products are coming from and who puts that time and effort into it. So it's a big part of what we do.
Tell me about you. You said you're still in UK.
Yep.
Tell me about your education, what you're doing there, and where you came from and what you're going into.
Yeah, so I originally started as an ag econ major, and then I actually took a brief leave to join the Army. So I got back in September and decided to go back to UK for a community and leadership development degree. Mm-hmm. With a minor in ag econ. It helps a lot with the business aspect of the community outreach, which is, like I said, that's a big part of what we do. We're not just a retail store. We had the opportunity to open this last September, so it all just kind of worked out. A butcher shop was leaving. We still wanted one to be here, but take a little bit of a different avenue with it being completely Kentucky Proud. So it all just kind of fell together, really great timing for everything. And unfortunately, COVID hit so quickly. But I feel like the degree that I'm pursuing at UK has really helped with figuring out how to communicate with people about what we've got going on, how we can help. And, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not just a meat store. We really want to do everything we can to help our local farmers, our consumers, get that revenue back in here and, you know, just get everybody back on their feet.
I think to tell the farmer's story, Elizabeth, that's a neat thing to do, and that's what I love to do. Obviously, you love to do the same thing, and our farmers have some great stories to share, and that's wonderful to tell that.
Yeah, it really is. It you know, when this COVID pandemic hit, the one question that I always hear is, I don't know where my meat's coming from. You know, I'm worried. I don't know where it's coming from. So I think it's a wonderful educational purpose, but it also is a sense of ease for our consumers, because we you know, we label everything from the farm that it comes from. We take no credit as far as shelving the product in and giving the facility to sell it, but we label everything from that farmer. I want them to know that that farmer put his time and effort into it. You know, and if there's any problems or anything like that, it's right here. It's homegrown. It's local. You know, these people are willing to even talk to the consumers. As you know, when we do whole and half beefs, my farmer will come in, actually sit down with the consumer,
really?
Show pictures of the cow. This is what you can receive. We do a whole process to make sure that that consumer is satisfied, but that farmer also has a sense of ease knowing that, you know, they have conveyed everything to the consumer that they could.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, local connection manager Elizabeth Buckles. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.